Over the last few weeks, we've been hearing about Jesus calling his disciples into ministry. And he started with empowering them to be able to heal, to raise people from the dead. And they found the experience both profound and also very scary, very scary. And so as the Gospels continue to unfold, we hear that they come back to Jesus. They're telling all the stories, but they're also telling the times when it was difficult to witness to him. And they were afraid. And so Jesus said to them three times, "Do not be afraid. The Father loves you, and the Father knows every hair on your head." For some of us, that's more. For some of us, that's less. Both ways. And he empowered us in that gospel to also be his disciples. And so this gospel today from Matthew is really the conclusion of the invitation to be a disciple. And so that really becomes the first question for us. How did we do this last week as disciples of Jesus? Both in our actions of love to one another within our family, but within those whom we work with, maybe who we go to school with, or even people we don't know. How did we do? How did we do? Because Jesus in this gospel says to us that the question of being a disciple is, who's number one in your life? If it's somebody else, you don't have the idea of discipleship yet. If somebody else, we are not quite in with him. We are not necessarily living completely in his love. And he says to us that in order to really be his disciples, we need to take up our cross. Now, when we hear that, it's not necessarily what we think. So if we have an illness, and that's what our focus is in our lives, or if we have a difficulty or a struggle, or if we have a separation that's happened, all of that is part of the cross, but it's meant to draw us into the love of God and to witness to that love. There's many examples I can give you of what I'm talking about, but there's one particular lady I'm thinking of right now. We'll call her Maria. It's not her real name, okay, so we'll keep it confidential. And she had developed cancer, and it had metastasized, and she was at the hospital. And I found that she was tremendously a person of faith within the suffering that she had. And each time she would text me or she would send me an email, it was really about faith. It was really about hope. And it was really about love. And as she was being treated, she was in isolation and really wasn't able to interact with people. And she had to stay in there because of her treatment. Yet with even the staff, she was a person of great faith, great hope, and great love. Her illness became for her an avenue to God. Her illness became an avenue to be a disciple and to witness to Jesus, even in moments of great suffering and great pain. There was a special moment, and there's some folks in congregation that will now recognize who the person is, but don't tell anybody, okay? That her son was to be married, but she couldn't leave isolation. So what they did was they had a wonderful dress that they had cleansed in order for her to wear. She stood in the hospital room where she was, and they did the Zoom, I guess it's called, presentation. And so she was at the wedding on a screen. And then she saw the wedding on a screen where she was. And for her, it was one of the most blessed moments she could have. She now has a grandchild from that wedding. The blessings of God come to us in many different ways. And we don't always see them, and especially when we have moments of difficulty, struggle, suffering, especially, which are very, very difficult. Those are actually avenues to God. Do we really believe that God loves us so much that he knows every hair on our head? Do we really believe that? Because that's part of discipleship. That's what we witness to as disciples of Jesus. When we speak his name, when we say, we are Christians. Yes, I went to church this past Sunday. Yes, the bishop almost forgot to incense the altar this Sunday. We have to laugh at ourselves, folks. We really do. Really do. And then the gospel continues and says, if you give a cup of water even to one of the little ones as a disciple, you will receive your reward. You are a witness. You are a sign of faith. And so I present the question again that we had at the beginning. How are we doing being disciples of Jesus? Who is it that needs a cup of water from us? So little ones, who is it that needs a cup of water from you? Your brother or your sister? Your mommy or daddy? Grandmommy, granddaddy, our guardian? Who needs a cup from you? And our teenagers, who in your life needs a cup of water from you? I can tell you right now, your parents would love a drink. I'm talking water now, okay? And then parents and adults, singles, I'm single too. Who needs it from us? Because we are powerful engines of prayer. We can pray for some very special people in our life, or people we know need help. Someone you know that may be addicted in their life, someone you know may be homeless, someone you know may be in the hospital, wherever it is, whatever it is, let the love of Christ speak through you. Let your belief that you believed God loves you so much that you're willing to share that love. That's discipleship. That's really becoming Christ for the world. If we did that as a community of faith, we would change the world. Let's pray during this Eucharist for that grace of discipleship.